Taisus and Masechtas Megillah says that even though it says in the Gemara that there is a din Chayiv Adam Lasek Hilchas Chag B'Chag, the halacha of Chayiv Adam Lulma Shloishim Yom Koidim L'Chag is when a person has a question of what to start to learn. When it's a new Indian, he's mechuyev to learn in Yonah D'Yoyim. So after Shtikol HaHefzik and Ha'olibin and Seif HaMitzvahs for Abyssal Me'er B'Tuch HaDoshim and Nahalten Shloish Me'er Koidim L'Chag, Vilma learn in Abyssal Anaya Indian, which you never learn together, a chelik in the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shoifer. To be makdim, what we want to speak about the next three Sundays, Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to learn through the psukim that we have in the Torah pertaining to Shoifer, Trua, and Tekiyah. So even though we know from Chazal that we already had Shoifer in Pashas Vayera by the Akedah, and we had already a Shoifer by Matan Torah, of Benegeya to the mitzvahs, in Tayag mitzvahs, the first time we have the mitzvah of Shoifer is in Pashas Emor. A second time, the Indian of Shoifer in Pashas Behar. And the third time, where Chazal say the Psukim are speaking about the Indian of Tekiyah Shoifer, even though it doesn't say Klo Shoifer, it says Trua and it says Tekiyah, is the Pasha of Chatzoitzis and Pashas Behalo Yisrael. So we'll get back, Be'ezus Hashem, closer to Rosh Hashanah, the first two Mekoymas, the Akedah and Matan Torah, but the Vayla will start with the mitzvah in Pashas Emor, where the Torah describes in a Moedike interesting Loshen the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shoifer. Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel in Pashas Emor, right after Chamishi, Zokh the Pasuk Vaidabe Hashem El Moshe Leimor, Pashas Hamoedim, in the middle of the Yomim Tovim. Dabe b'nei Yisrael leimah b'chodesh hashvi b'echor l'chodesh yiyeh lochem shabosoin ayoyim av shvisa mimolocha zichroin trua mikra kodesh. It's a mikra kodesh through zichroin trua. The Torah puts into sand the zichroin trua, which kipshuta is the mitzvah of shofar, sandwiched between shabbosoin and mikra kodesh, which would be mashma that the shem of the yomtiv, the essence of the yomtiv, is zichroin trua. It's a yom shvisa and a yom mikra kodesh through zichroin trua. And we know, even though on Shabbos the moshe we don't blow shofar, we still have the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rishonim say that when Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Yoim Trua, but Zichron Trua we say. So basically, Zichron Trua has some meaning besides the mitzvah of Shofar. Harai, when on Shabbos we have Rosh Hashanah, we still have the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rishonim say that this is something which is boiled on Rosh Hashanah more than Yoim Trua, but Zichron Trua. Chomuleches avoida loisasil v'kraftem isha l'Hashem dosis the ganze yom tov from Rosh Hashanah she'gonish v'engen the yom hadin, like the Ramban is already moir in the psukim state ein zach b'negei to the mitzvahs hayoyim is zichron tshua shvisa we have by every yom tov, mikra kodesh we have by every yom tov, muleches avoida loisasil we have by every yom tov, v'kraftem isha l'Hashem we have by every yom tov. The specific avoida hayoyim was the state on Pashas Emma is zichron tshua. One of them is the Bakant Rashi, which Bez Hashem will come back to next week. Rashi says, Zichroin Trua means Zichroin Psukei Zichroinois Upsukei Shoifrois Lizke Lachem Akedas Yitzah Shekorev Tachdavayos. So when we're learning the Dem Parsha in Cheder with a second grader or a third grader, he won't know anything about the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shoifer. All he'll know is that we have a long Shemein Esra on the Musav of Rosh Hashanah. We have to say Psukim of Zichroina, Psukim of Shoifers, and why Rashi omits Malchus. The Ramban is discussion with the Rashi. The Gemara Abba brings their pasuk of Zichron Shua for the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shoifer. Why Rashi chaps on something which, according to many Rishonim, is Rabbanan? Again, Bez Hashem will get back to it. But the Vayla does his ain pasuk in the Torah taking the mitzvah from Shoifer, Zichron Shua Mikra Kodesh. The Torah doesn't say Shoifer. The only mitzvah that Torah says specifically the mitzvah of Shoifer is by the mitzvah of Yovel in Pashas Behar. In Pashas Behar, in Kapitel Chof Hei, pasuk ches. V'safarti lecha sheva shabsois shonim, sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim, v'hoyu yimei sheva shabsois hashonim, teisha v'aboim shonim. V'havarta shoifa trua b'chodesh hashvi, b'elsa l'chodesh, b'yoyim hakipurim taviru shoifa b'chol atzichem. On the Yom Kippur of Yovel, we have a mitzvah of shoifa trua b'chodesh hashvi. We have a mitzvah of tkiya shoifa, and over here state often shoifa, state often devot shua. So in Emma we have zichron shua, not mentioned shoifa, and over here we have often shoifa. The Gemara does learn out that how do we know zichron shua is b'shoifa? V'adosh deit v'avatim shoifa shua b'chodesh hashvi, we make a hekesh chodesh hashvi from Emma to chodesh hashvi of Bahar. Just like in Bahar, it says specifically that the zikaron should be through shofar, who adin the mitzvah and shofar on Rosh Hashanah is also with a shofar. Now, dosh teta moedik in tesanta edel lezach, there's not only a connection between Yom Kippur's yovel and the shofar and Rosh Hashanah by the fact that we both blow shofar, but on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, we also have Malchus, Zechoinus, V'Shoifus. And that's the Alfusa in the Torah's Kehanim, that the same Shmoneh Esrei that we have on a regular Rosh Hashanah, we also have on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the Tefillah in Musaf of the extra brachas of Malchus, Zechoinus, V'Shoifus. So Kepshuto, we would have understood, Me'ez Tam Shehi, that there's a connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel. Yom Kippur of Yovel Kilo is the same realm of Malchus that we experience in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we have a Shofar, and the Yom Kippur of Yovel we also have a Shofar. Eibazoi. What does Gevein Zeh Geshmak to say? That the mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and Shofar and Yom Kippur is one mitzvah. This is done with a Shofar, and this is done with a Shofar. This is done with Malchus, Zechoinus, V'Shoifus, and Yom Kippur Zoichem et Zachis, Zechoinus, V'Shoifus. Zeh Geshmak, if you would say that it's one mitzvah. The Rambam, however, does not count it as one mitzvah, and the Rambam says, Amori Dikir Zach, which Avada needs a shtickle beer, Loyla Esata. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, side Beis, the top left of the page, where the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Shoifer on Yom Kippur. Says Rambam, Mitzvah Kufla Mitzayin, Hisha Tzivonu, Litkoya B'Shoifa, Basora Mitishrei, Mishonazu. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs are discussing Mitzvahs HaYovel, and on this year of Yovel is a Mitzvah blowing Shoifa, Likroi Duror Lavodim, to send free the slaves, V'lotzeis Kol Eved Ivi Lecheiris, B'yoyim ha'asirim etishri. V'hu amra yisala, this is the pshat in the posik, v'avarta shoifa trua, v'oma ukrosem dror. V'hine hisboer, sheshova hayoiva l'rishashona, l'tkia u'lebrochus. L'rishashona we have shoifa, and l'rishashona we have the brochus of Malchus. The Rambam doesn't mean the brochus ha-mitzvahs, the Rambam means the brocha of Malchus, Zechoinus v'shoifus, and on Yovel we also have a shoifer with the brachas of Malchus Zechoinus v'shoifus. Ukvayz baru mishpatei tekiya shoifer Rosh Hashanah b'mesachtes Rosh Hashanah. Zot Rambam v'yadua ki atkiya ahi hi b'yovel omnam lefarsim hacheres v'shohu min hachroza. The shoifer of Yom Kippur is not the same toichen as the shoifer of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Yom Kippur, says the Rambam, is like a ramkol, an announcement, a hachroza. What's the hachroza? Cheirus. V'yadua ki atkiya hihi b'yovel omnam lefasim hacheirus v'shehi min hachroza. Huhu amroi ukrosem dura b'aretz l'chol yeshveha b'aretz hanizkeres. V'ein inyanoi ki inyan tkiya shofar. Why? Ki hi, because the mitzvah of shofar is zikaron lefnei Hashem. And that's why in Pashas Emma, the way the Torah describes the mitzvah is zichron trua. V'zehu, ab in Pashas Behar, steht nicht ein Wort wegen zikaron, steht was, v'havatim shofar trua. and nachdem shtei the krasem deroy. Ebazoi zed lezikarein, zed lohaytes avodim. Izo amoyde keidu lazach. Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are shover on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, that they both have shofar. Not only are they shover for shofar, but they even shover for malchus, zechrones, and shofars. No, what means zechrones? Zechrones means doch zechrones. So the chayyah zechrones is shayich to the shofar, that's the zikaron. But the Rambam, the shofar of Yom Kippur has no shayich to that. The shofar of Yom Kippur is kulay dror, and that's why I'm counting it as a one separate mitzvah from the mitzvah of shofar. Shofar is kulay zikaron, and ki shofar of Yovel is kulay dror. Ay, malchus zechrones, but shofar is a shoven. Ebshet some kumen emes of ma'ab is ein deshonem mit adnocha achoydesh and elul when we can zukumen to them about upon them deha ore steden ore chene besoy besechus Rosh Hashanah. Hanu b'damu make this spout that the shofar of Yom Kippur we have with ma'achis the chenes v'shofars, but the shofar is a different aspect than the shofar Rosh Hashanah. Aber the vayla nochomol melanin is dem noise yetzt the vayla we have in Pashas Bahar Yafusa from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Asri, Chodesh Asri, just like in Bahar, steht often in the Pasuk of the Mitzvah is Shofar, that she steht Zichrein Trua, is there Zichrein Trua from Pashas Omer, Oichit, mit HaShofar. Jetzt, Moab noch a Pash in the Torah, like we said, before we come to the last one, which we didn't mention yet, a Pash is Bahal Oisra, where in the Gemara and in the Sifri, the Mashva, the Pash of Chatzotzes, to the Pasha of Tkiya Shoif. Rabbi Yisrael, before we turn to Pasha's Ba'al Oisla, Yubamert Epes Medivei Rashi. Yubamert in Rashi, that Rashi speaks about Psukim of Zichroinos, and Psukim of Shoifers. But Rashi, Lehedi, does not mention Psukim of Malchias. And the Ramban fed them Shaila. The Mefarshim in Rashi all say the Pshat in Rashi is based on psukim in Parshas Bahal Oisla. As long as learning our four psukim in Parshas Bahal Oisla, Kapitel Yud, by the mitzvah of Chatzotzes. As we know, Ram Shungalan, the mitzvah of Arichas Amol, we have the mitzvah of Chatzotzes pertaining to different inyonim. The first, that the Torah says, is something which is not noyig l'doyus, when Klai Yisrael had to travel, or when Klai Yisrael had to gather together, or when the Nesiim had to gather together, the oifen, how they came together, was with Chatzotzes. That was one purpose of the mitzvah of Chatzotzes. Then in the middle of the parasha, in Kapitel Yud Pasuk Tes, the Torah gives us another chelik of Chatzotzes, and this chelik of Chatzotzes is yes, the doyus. So here we also have a trua, but the trua is bechatzoitzus. Und was zu teuf der chatzoitzus, wenn es karte mefnei Hashem alekeichem, the Eibishel will remember us. So we now already have a tzad hashova from the chatzoitzus to shofar. Shofar steht in the Pasuk is Zikaron, und da steht das Eichet Zikaron. Was steht durch die Chatzaitzis? Wenn ihr schaute mit euch weichem, and the Eibishter will answer us. Und wir joim simchaschem, and we know that this Pasuk is inserted in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, und wir joim simchaschem, und vom Ayadeichem, und vom Rosh Hashanachem, und skatem, da steht der Tkia, vier steht der Trua, da steht der Tkia, und zu katem, und chatzoizes, al oi loi seichem, und al zivche shameichem, und hoyu lachem a zikoren, and again, these chatzoizes, the first one was the chatzoizes of Melchama, second chatzoizes was the chatzoizes that we have on the Korbonis HaMoyadim, and hoyu lachem a zikoren lefnei olikeichem, and ni Hashem olikeichem. Kumd Rashi, b'shem the Torah Skehanim, and Rashi is up to Azoi Posig Yud. Hashem aleikeichem, mikan lo madnu, malchiyos im zechroinus v'shoifus. In Pashas, emar, veisen mir, zechroinus, zechroin. Shoifus veisen mir steht, shua, aber steht gar nicht wegen malchiyos. Wo steht zusammen mit zechroinus and shoifus darf sein malchiyos? Sagt Rashi, mikan lo madnu, malchiyos im zechroinus v'shoifus. Shenema, usakatem, Hare Shoifus. Lizikorin Hare Zichroinus. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Zu Malchios. Memela Zeh Geshmak Divei Rashi. Then in Parshas Emo, where Rashi is the Pashtun, Mefarish the Psukim, Rashi says Zichron Trua means Psuke Zichroinus and Psuke Shoifus. Shteknish and then Parsha Malchios. Dafalem Abyssal Vaita Parshas Baaloisla. Where over there Shtet Oichet. An Indian from Zichroinus and an Indian from Shoifus, right? Rashi calls it Usakata and Shoifus. And don't stay on the aisle, Shemel Kechem, Shem Malchius. Memela, the Malchius, Lensach, Fun Pashas, Chatzoitzis. Memela, Rashi omits Malchius. Malchius, we have to wait for later. Balkopon, we already see a Hashwa between the mitzvah of Shoifer and the Pash of Chatzoitzis. Both of them are Zikoran. Both of them state Trua. Don't state the key oichet on that which it says together. Malchius, we learn out to Rosh Hashanah that together with the zuchinus and shayfus, we also have to have psukim of Malchius. The last time we have in the Torah the mitzvah of tekiya shayfa is in Parshas Pinchas, which is oichet zaya noise b'fnei atzmai. Why the Torah changes the lashon and Parshas Pinchas from Parshas Emor. From we know from our davening, we would have said, had you asked us, what is more essential in Tekiya Shofar, Zichron Trua or Yom Trua? We would have said that blowing the Shofar is more shaykh to Yom Trua than Zichron Trua, Haraya. Because when it falls on a Thursday and a Friday, we say Nadavin in Yom Trua. And it falls out on the Shabbos, we say Zichron Trua. In the Chumashma, at Yom Trua, Hot Dahef and Shofar may be Zichron Trua. Zichron Trua is remembering the Trua. How? Psukim Shofar, Psukim Zichronis. Of a Yom Trua main, but blows the Shofar. In Parshas Emor, which is the mitzvah L'Doyer Doyers of Shofar, there the Torah uses the expression Zichron Trua. In Parshas Pinchas, then Red Vegan, the Karbonis from the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there the Torah describes the mitzvah as Yom Trua. Islam Belen and Dan Posek, Unachtam Gein to the Gemara. So the Posek in Parshas Pinchas, Choftes, Posek Aleph. Uvachoydish Hashvi, Be'echod, Lachoydish, Mikra Koydish, Yeh Lachem, Komulechis, Avoyde, Loisasu, Yoim Trua Yeh Lachem. The tug from Yosh Hashanah is a Yoim Trua Yeh Lachem. The mitzvah of blowing the shofar, like we're saying now at Tfilas and on Kiddush, the Yoim of Yosh Hashanah is a Yoim Trua. That's the reason why the Torah put the mitzvah of shofar L'chayim more clear in Parshas Pinchas than it did in Parshas Em. Abdevayla, Mom Galant, Epistle, Mikra, Zevi Chedin, Lach, Davlanen, the Psukim in Parshas Emor, together with the Psukim of Bahar teach us that Trua is with a Shofar. The Psukim and Parshas Bahar Loisra teach us that with a Shofar we have to have Zichronis and Shofars besides Psukim of Malchius. And the Parshas Pinchas state L'choya that not only do we have an obligation of saying the Psukim like Rashi says in Parshas Emma, but the Zavzayin Ayoyim Trua, Ayoyim from Blaz and Shofar. When the state Ayoyim from Blaz and Shofar is a Memela, we learn out that Tzadah Mitzvah and Tekiya Shofar. Mevilna, Stam Bederech, Havla, Ibezog, and Amoye, Dike, Shtikol, Lavush. Medzen, Be'ez Hashem, that the Rishonim had a problem, how can we blow more Shofars than we're mechuyev to blow? 30 to 60, 60 to 90, 90 to 100. We have Chachamim extending the obligation of Tekiya Shofar more than what we're mechuyev to blow. And the Yishonim have a problem, how can the Chacham be misakin more to the mitzvah, l'choyev or k'dav zayin b'al t'esav? Just like the Chacham didn't say, you could take, besides the esig, you could take a rimon, the Chacham also l'choyev have no k'yev to say, we should blow more. So how can the Chacham be misakin more t'kiyas? The Levush, in two places in his sefer, one in Hilchas Lulav, one in Hilchas Shofar, says, Amoy de Gazach. When the Torah describes the mitzvah of Shofar, the Torah doesn't say blow Shofar. The Torah says, as the Yom from Shoshana is a Yom Trua. Shofar makes the day into the day of Trua. The more you blow, the more you're accomplishing the Yom to be a Yom Trua. If the mitzvah is to do a pu'ula, you have to say, do this. You're doing more than the Torah said. Eshagah peblem from Balthasim. Says the Levush, the mitzvah of Shofar is when we blow Shofar, we're turning the day into a different type of day. Ayom Tshuah. Hey, Bazei, the Torah says that there's a minimum how much you blow. But the more you blow, you're accomplishing as a vet med the yoyim ayom tshuah. Memer is no Balthasim, as a state in Levush. Abayi say, Lom Alayim says, Amen. The Gemara from the Chiyuv and Tkiyah Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Daft Zayin Amud Aleph, we start from the top right, top left of side Aleph. Let's start from the beginning. Amar Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rebbe Akiva. Yeah?
Yeah.
Amar Rav Yehuda Mishum Rebbe Akiva. Mipnei Ma Amar Toya Heviyo Oime B'Pesach, Mipnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvua. Pesach is a time when the Eibushes judges ala tvua. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu hevil lefonai oimer bePesach kdei shetisborach lachem tvua. Bring a korban that this korban will be a hisoyrus to the Eibushes kaviyochol to paskin good after tvua. Mevnei ma omer toyer hevil shtei alechem batzeres veishatzeres man peyos ilanu. Shavuos is a time when the Eibushet judges us on Peres Ilan, is Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heviyu Lefonai Shtei Alechem Batzeres Kedei Sheyisborchu Lechem Peres Ilan. And the Rishonim all discuss L'chay Rechita is not an Ilan, or B'shtein Chazal as Adam Rishon Kodem Achet is the past Guran Ilanis as Evi Ilanis, and the Yontem of Shuas is to bring us back like we were by Adam Rishon B'meila B'meila Peres Ilan. V'ayta the Dritte Zach, the third Zman Din is Sukkis. They ma omer toyer nisku mayim b'chag, omer kodesh baruch hu nisku lefonai mayim b'chag, kidei sheyisborach lechem gishmei shana. Bring in front of me the nesachim nisach hamayim, because it's a zman of din on mayim. So each one, the korban represents the din that the Eibushet judges us. On Pesach, the Eibushet judges on Tvua, bring a korban from Tvua. On Shavuos, the Eibushet judges us Peres Ilan, we bring something which has shaychus to Peres Ilan. Sukkis, the Eibushet judges us ala mayim, so we bring as a ritzoi nisach hamayim. Vayta zok te gemara, the imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah, malchi is zechonis v'shoifes. Malchi is kadesh tamlichuni aleichem, zechroino is kadesh yalu zechonechem lefonai v'toiva, u'bameh b'shoifa. Is on the Gemara, nochem al mevilnish arangen in arichas in the Gemara, al mev onkom as ashpeth the Gemara, abat stam as melanta Gemara, edofen ibisol salanta, amoridika daher in the Gemara. Each one of the three represents korbonus. Nisach HaMayim is a korban, Shtei Alechem is a korban, and Oimer is a korban. So the Gemara puts on the same level, Malchi is a korban, V'shoifes, Meitmen, Ados is Eichet a korban. A person is Mamlich the Eibishter, he's given himself to the Eibishter. Tamlichuni aleichem. That's the guest the korban. Adam ki yakim yekem. A korban is only represents the person, but the person himself is supposed to bring himself as a korban. As David Ramban says, Adam ki yakim yekem. The korban is really the Adam. A person is mamlich the Eibishter as nistam verte. Tamlichuni aleichem means the Eibishter be a melech over me. That means he's mishabed himself to be an eved for the melech. Das ist echt ein Korben für der Eibishter. Weil all on the four levels of this man Adin, der Eibishter ist bringt von mir ein Korben. Und der Korben ist der Malchi, ist better Korben. Die zweite Sache ist am Oedike Ha'ore von der Imami Panu und des Fasemes und des Swarm of Shoshone sucht das Kamer und Kamer Pommen. Die Gemara ist der Scheile bei mir. Das ist eine interessante Sache. Bechoyer, die Gemara ist der Seid, we say Malchus Zechonis B'Shoifes. Malchus Zechonis Aleichem Zechonis Kedei Sheyalu Zechonichem B'Shoifes. What is the Gemara Shaila Bameh? Bameh B'Shoifes. Zog the Amoyah Dika Pshat in the Gemara. If you remember Dayak in the Gemara says like this, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the second line of the Gemara, Heviyu Lefonai Oyna. What's mean Heviyu Lefonai? What's the Lefanai? It does say, I'm sorry. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviyu Lefanai Oimer. Hiviu lefanai oimer means, because where do we bring the oimer? In the Beis Hamikdash. So the Eibush said, bring in front of me the carbon oimer. Nachdem shtei the Gemara, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hiviu lefanai shtei alechem. Eichad azal bazach. V'omer, Nachdem shtei the Gemara, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisku lefanai mayim b'chag. So all these three, we understand what's the lefanai, because all of these three have to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. Nachdem zot the Gemara veimru lefanai Rosh Hashanah Malchi Zuchanis v'Shoifes. What's the lefanai for Malchi Zuchanis v'Shoifes? Zot the Rami Pano does the Gemara Shaila Bameh. Not that Bameh means be mamlech with the Shoifes. Avada, we know we mamlech the Eibush with the Shoifes, and we have Zuchanis. Bameh means how is it lefanai? The oime is the funai because when the Beis Hamikdash and the shel lechem and the nisachanaim is the funai because the Beis Hamikdash. Or be imul the funai mishtei da in Maplewood Lane, I guess in Muncie or in Arizona or Edgar Tzvur. Mizogin machas the funai lefunai. What's mei lefunai? So the Gemara nei shoifa mei lefunai. As you know, the Gemara says in Masechta Shoshana that even though we have a klal of ein katega nasa sanega only be avoidas pnim. And that's why the Kohen Gadol could only wear big day lavan when he went in lefnai v'lefnim, but when he was bechutz, he could wear big day zof. And Gemara, what happened to Ein Kategah? So Gemara says Ein Kategah Nasas Hanegah is only if we stand in front of Hashem. And Gemara, if that's the case, so why does it say you shouldn't take a shofar shel zahav? Because Ein Kategah Nasas Hanegah, because zahav reminds us the Eibush of the Chet HaEgel. And Gemara, you're telling me that Ein Kategah Nasas Hanegah is only lefnim. And for the Gemara, Kiva and the Zikaron Kasi, since Shofar comes as a Zikaron, Kalefnai v'lefnim dami. Shofar brings us lefnei Hashem. So the Mami Panda, the Shtei Nei Gemara. Bameh, the Gemara's question was, how is it lefanai? The other three are lefanai because when the Beis Hamikdash, a mitvas vet imru lefanai, malchi is a chayin v'shofar. So the Gemara, Bameh, vel chayifin, do we find ourselves lefnei Hashem? B'shoifer, k'shoifer brings of Nei Hashem. When the Olim gedenk them shtikl bia hagra. You are the name.
Name.
Pass. No, but it's a dafni b'chazi. Shkoye chudav. Moi da'alem. Maybe afterwards. Okay, then we'll take another vote afterwards. Shukhanar shtet kipaskind. As of Yom Kippur, the aschus for the Baal Musaf to become an aliyah. Who the makar that the Baal Musaf gets an aliyah? Who is the makar? The makar is a Mishnah in Masechta Yom Kippur, Masechta Yuma. What's that in the Mishnah? The Kohen Gadol used to lay on Yom Kippur. Meir says the goyin if the b'shem the maril that if the kohen goy laying on Yom Kippur, vayis the kohen the go the one that goes of naivel of nim dafam the schus atayra tazamim the schus atayim really he's the one that lays the male the baal musaf that brings our tefillas of Yom Kippur also zok the ganza avoydes hayoyim the avoydes hayoyim is kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim so he also gets an aliyah. His kill like the Kohen Gadol that lanes on Yom Kippur is the one that does the avodah. He also gets the schus for the aliyah. And the Rama says, "V'hu adin the tekeya also gets an aliyah for Shoshana." So the going who's the makar? So the hayoyis the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur who brings the lefnai v'lefnim lanes the Torah, and the baal tekeya that the Gemara says kelefnim dami. He's the one who brings us a fneim. It's about kum teicha aliyah. The Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the Baal Tekeah beggar begging us a fneim. Is lanta b'chol gavni the pshan the gemara b'ameh b'shoifa shoifa gave men arayin lefneim u'memela heistas the alafir korbonus lefnei Hashem imu lefonai malchias nisku lefonai hevi yo'oyma lefonai u'nevi yoshe yolechem lefonai. Zot the gemara v'ayte. Rabbi Yisrael gave v'ayte the gemara. Omer Rabbi Avol. Lama toike b'shoifah shal ayil om HaKadosh Baruch Hu tiku lefonai b'shoifah shal ayil k'dei she'ezke lechem akedas Yitzchok ben Avram umayla ani aleichem ki lakadetem atzmechem lefonai. Nu, idahet do and dem gemara avada v'shteit b'rebi Yisrael If Shoifa means it's an Akeda, Yisrach is given a carbon. So if the Gemara says Malchi is the Chayim's V'Shoifa, through the Shoifa, is Kilo, we bring ourselves to the Eibisha, that means we're Moise Nefesh with the Shoifa to the Eibisha, like Yisrach. The Mela does a carbon, as Evi Da'oimer, and the Shtei Alechem, and the Lechem upon him. Why do we blow trua? Why do we blow shayfa kishayin yoishvin, and we blow again kishayin oimin? So the first kiya shayfa, we learn the pashat b'shat in the Gemara, even though this is the pshat you're familiar with probably, but it's not the pshat of many rishayim. But the way we learn the pashat b'shat, as they be melent, kipshut edel ashikul Gemara. Kishayin yoishvin means when there's no chiyav to stand, because we're speaking about before Musa, before Shemoneh Esrei, after Kriyas HaTorah. So it's called Miyushev. Here's the Miyushev, because we don't have to stand. Why should we have to stand? I we stand? The Rishonim say why we stand. Abba Meikah, the Dina, the first Shofar is B'Yeshiva. The second one, either according to your minute, it's B'Shas, it's quiet Shemoneh Esrei, or it's B'Shas Chazar HaShas. Both are Mesiachas to Tefillah, to Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, Rufzach Amida. Mela, we blow shofar a second time, b'shas Shemoneh Esrei. The first one is called Tkiyas de Miyushev, the second ones are called Tkiyas de Mu'mid. So why do we blow twice? Why did the Chacham say to blow twice? Zokti Gemara, Kedei la'arviv es ha-sotin, to famisht the sotin. Zok Rashi, v'yazoy v'et ha-sotin famisht. Zok Rashi, Kedei la'arviv. Doesn't mean he becomes fatumled, but says Rashi Shlo Yastin Kishayishma Yisrael Mechavivin Esamitzvus Mistatin Dvar. When the Satan who wants to say bad about Klai Yisrael sees that Klai Yisrael shows the Chavivus for the mitzvah, what's the Chavivus? The Chavivus is we want to do it another time. So Mechaviv the mitzvah, that kilu quiets the Satan from being mekatrig, as they learned Rashi, the taish of Irvavis Asot. Toisvis, Ezoichet, Abakant, Ashtikla, Toisvis, says Toisvis, Kedei La'arvis Asot, and Pirish Baruch, Kedei Yisra B'Yushalmi, Bila Hamovis La'netzach, Uksiv Ahoye Bayema, Hu Yitoka Bashoif Gondel, Katshoma, Kal Shippur, Zimna Choda, Bohir V'loi Boil. The Satan, the one to whom Mekatrik knows that his time in this world is limited. Because when the Eibush will blow, the Shofar Gadol, it's like Bila Movas and Nessa, his job will be finished. So maybe when he hears the Shofar, Veta Fatumot, maybe it's his time to leave the world. The Katshom Tanya, when he hears it a second time, Omer Vada Izel Shipur Di Toker B'Shofar Gadol, Umot Zimna L'Mizbala, Umasarev, V'les Lei Penai L'Mever Kategoria. So Toysa Taka learns Avet Fatumot, and the Fatumot is because he thinks that this is the time of Lasset Loviv and Sustate Bila Mavas Anessa. Laman Sharangain and them in the Vaila Ir Vasatan, let's focus. And after we have a Gemara, but the Gemara says that we have two Sidorim of Tkiya Shofar. One Seder of Tkiya Shofar, we have Tkiyas de Miyusha, the Tkiyas after Kriyas HaTorah. And the second set of Tkiyas Shofar we have B'Shas, the Chazoris HaShas, B'Shas, the Shilu Shemoneh Esrei, and that's because of Erev HaSotan, we have two sets of Tkiyas. Now we have the Faneinu HaMachse, where it states, we blow up Tkiyas de Miyusha and Tkiyas de Mu'mid. With which shofar is a person mekayim his mitzvah deraisa, and which is now the takana derabban? Thus is avels machlokes rishayim.
How can
you take the rabban for the rest? No. Okay. Svaras kamezog about kapanim lomim zemen v'shteit. Fear lomelanin azach v'shteit often. In Rashi or the Tosfos, Fiyad Midlanin Azach Rashi, Bayuz and Rashi, Efshin's Nishta Zaykla, the Rekeach brings Azach from Rashi, Baloma Zogan Fiyad Vashtet Afim Blat. Nishta in their Blat, Rosh Hashanah, Nasadar Nacha Ot, in Shas, for the Rishon and Redden Vengadem, and that's a Gemara in Mesechtes Pesachim. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim is Eira Bakantish Tikkul Gemara. It's number one, the Gemara Befnim, the top right of the page, side Aleph. So the Gemara Pshita. Yes? Pshita. Heicha de'ikah shayi rokas. The well has said that we have a mitzvah of karpas. Karpas, you take whatever you want. Yerokas, could be a potato, could be a radish, whatever your minig is, you take. What happens if a person doesn't have any vegetables? The only vegetables he has is morach, chrein, or the romaine lettuce, or the endives, whatever you use. He doesn't have any karpas. He forgot to buy his radishes. What's the Zalti Gemara? Pshita. Heicha de'ik l'shayi rokas, mevorech ha'shayi rokas boye pri adama, v'ochel. V'hoda mevorech ha'achilas morach v'ochel. Heicha de'lek el'achasa, that's if he has shayi rokas. But heicha de'lek el'achasa, if he only has morach, mai, what do you do? Omrevona. Mevorech me'ikor ha'mor, you take the shtikl morach, and you make a boye pri adama v'ochel. For the besoif, and then by the matzah, mevorech aleh alachias mor, then you take the mor again, but now you're doing it for the mitzvah of mor, so you say alachias mor v'achel. So according to the first mandam in the Gemara, you eat your mor twice, first l'shem karpas without alachias mor, the second with the bracha alachias mor. Mask if l'rev chiz, the rev chiz that thinks of them, and I say paskin mela alocha. L'acha shemila kreisoi, hey menu, choyzen mevorech aleh. After a person ate it, and the Gemara advises kapshut ekapas, you take a kazayas, so you already ate it. So how can you make a bracha first later? What do you do? Elo merev chizda mekora mevorech aleh boi pri adama val achilas mora v'ochel for the besleif ochel achilas machasa b'loi bracha pelodik azach. I'm eating the first time karpas lehedya, not for the mitzvah of mora. Why are you eating the karpas? For the mitzvah of karpas, they shish not in like this. Aber the ma'ase eating a shtickel mora, after machen al achilas mora. Later, when you eat l'shem mitzvah mora, you don't need another bracha. A plea dika musig. A birchas ha mitzvahs on something that's not really a mitzvah. Come tois. Lombola and toisus. So toisus, maskiv lo rev chizda, la'acha shemile kreis. Ob a bissel sablonis. Nishasach. 2 minutes. His won't come to shoyfe. So toisus. Maskiv lo rev chizda, la'acha shemile kreis, rev chizda near the sova kreis shalkish the boy kavona. Avad rev chizda holds mitzvah tzvichas kavona. Afa pikein sova, but never, in other words, and therefore the first time, it's not mitzvah mora, because I don't have kavona for the mitzvah mora. Afa pikein sova, de'ei nochoin levorech betibul sheni, kivon shekvamila kresoi. The E Sova ain't sorry kavona, because if you tell me that I'm yoitz without kavona, have a little name of bed, you should have said lehedya. The nofet betibul rishon, v'im yivorech betibul sheni, have a bracha levatola. V'leit sorech levchiz lahaduri, ashay yorki, you're ready yoitz, and mevorech levchiz, but, oh, fine. So it must be, that since the Gemara says that I'm yoitz with the second mora, so obviously, because you need kavona for the mitzvah, and the first time I didn't have kavona, but nevertheless, I can still make achilas mora on the karpas that I'm eating, l'shem mitzvah's karpas, now l'shem mitzvah's mora. Says Toisvis, V'loit tzorich, Rabbi said the first narrow line in Tosfos. V'loit tzorich l'rav chizda l'haduri yashar yaki, u'mevorich l'rav chizda b'tibish achilas mora, af agav, de'ika mitzis mora, loy nofik el b'tibish sheina achar matzah. Even though I'm only yoytza the mora, with the mora that I eat with the matzah, my eles habrocha shebirich betibo rishu letibo sheini, my achash ocho mimenu ma'at betibish, since l'mayis I ate mora, even though I wasn't Yoitzer, that Birchas HaMitzvahs helps for the real mitzvah. Where do you ever find such a modern Nazach? A Dover Muzel L'chayah.
Matzah.
That's not good. Okay, that's also not so clear that the Ikh is Afikoyman. That's true. If you hold the Ikh is Afikoyman, you have the Rishayim Shtel Su this Gemara. You're correct. But Taisha doesn't Shtel that so. Taisha Shtel Su to something that we know. Midi Dahava Birchas Shoifer. The mevorech at tkiyas di yeshiva, umay eles brocha le tkiyas shebe amida, sheheim iker, V'nasa say the brachas. That Tosfos. So Tosfos, we do the same thing every year Rosh Hashanah. The first one is not the Ikka Mitzvah. The Ikka Mitzvah is when you say Malchus Zichron V'Shoifers, Zichron Trua. So what's the first one? Chamishin V'Satan, La'ariv V'Sasatan. But the Ikka one, when you're yitzin the Mitzvah with, is the second one. So how do we make a bracha on the first one, which is secondary and part of the one of the Ikka? Teretz is, you can do that. You can make a bracha as long as you're doing the action of the mitzvah, even though the mitzvah first is later. The first time I'm doing it for karpas. But when I'm eating something that's called mara, you can make a bracha, and that bracha helps for the real mara that you have after the matzah. So what we extract from Tosfos is that after everything is said and done, and we have two sedarim of shofar, one seder called tkiyas the miyushev, and one called seder tkiyas the moment, which is the real shofar. Don't tell your wife, because your wife may not be there for the second one, but the shteit is, the ikar is, tkiyas the moment. Why is tkiyas the moment the mitzvah? Because that's the one that we have our seder habrachas. Kum t'chay shteit, Tosfos klar, that the ikar mitzvah of shofar is the second one. I figured, Avraham, where do you find the kibiyos of Mr. Rabban for the raisa? No. The Rekeach brings, as Azay state in Rashi. Let's learn together the Rekeach. Says the Rekeach, the left of the page, the middle of the page. The Fi Pirish Abeinu Shleima, yes? The Fi Pirish Abeinu Shleima Mashma, the Iker Hatkiya Ba'amida. Shepirish Perek Aleph Rosh Hashanah. Lefi Pirish Abeinu Shleima Mashma Deikah Hatkiya Ba'amida. Shepirish Perek Hamad Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi said, we do not have this Rashi. He has a Rashi which we don't have in the Gemara, but he quotes a Rashi on the Gemara which we learn. Rashi says as follows: Lama Toikin Amarian. Bishlama how you taking by me the bemusa kemishim is bound test brachas. Mishim the boin, I'll say the brachas. Because you have to be takeya with the brachas of malchi is the chayas v'shoifas. Kedamina per basra, kishushamei, I'll say the brachas. Ela be yeshiva, but the first time that we blow shoifa, kishatzi ba yoshva mesefetoya, lama on the taking, haiket kia, I'll say the habrachas have. Umishanina and for the Gemara, kedei la'ariv es hasotin oisin oisin hatkiyas biyeshiva. Avo biyeshalmi irviv hainu hamusif. So we have a call machloikas of Rishonim. The Rekeach zokt as hashtikul Yerushalmi nishviv shteit bayunz in Tosav. Abay ahot Rashi, but Rashi shteit als rochel b'tkaktana. Rashi says klar, the first ones is kulay la'ariv es hasotin. The second one, that's the Ikka Mitzvah, because that's the Shoifa that we have. B'shaz Mach is the Chorin's B'shoifa. So we have Sai Rashi, B'shtei B'shem, Nerekeh B'shem Rashi, Sai Tosfos, Masechtas Pesachim, both are masking that the Ikka Shoifa, Mitzvah Shoifa, are not Mekayim with the first one. The first one is called the Shoifa La'arv Es HaSotin. The second Shoifa is a Shoifa that we have, the Mitzvah Kiyah Shoifa, the Raisa, the Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Zichron Trua and Yom Trua. The Kolboy and the Shiboli Alekhet both say that the Rif and the Rambam both hold like the Yerushalmi, that the Ikka is the first ones. Why is that? Because the Rif brings that since we already heard Shofar after Kriyas HaTorah, so now by the Chazaras HaShatz we don't have to blow each time Tashrat, Tashat, Harat. We blow one time by Malchias, one time by Zichronis, one time by Shofars. So it comes out that according to them, in the Tkiyas of Amin, they don't have 30 Kolos. Why? Because that was anyway Yoytz the first ones, Bishas, Tkiyas, the Miyushim. And the second ones is La'arev, no? That's not the son that had Allah drives it. He has Tashrat, Hashat Harat. Kum Dechoyis Shita Sarif says the Kolboy is that the Amida, the one we have later, That's the one which is la'avis asotin. And the mitzvah tkiya shofar, we erase it with the first ones. Lomalayim naloshon from the Rambam. So the Rambam, halacha yidbeis under the rekeach. B'din haya, sheyisku al kol bracha, kol bava mehen, shloisha pamim. Really, we should blow on each bracha. Malchus, three times, tashat, tarat, tashat. Kederech shetokuk shein yoshven. Ella, ki von sheyotzu midei sofer b'tkiya shem yoshev. Since we already yotze, the b'tkiya shofer, ein matrichen ala tzibo, lafso b'en kulan, I'll say the brachas. Ella, dai lohen, bevor baba achas al kol bracha. Kederech yishmu tkiyois, I'll say the brachas. Oh, but to have all the sveikas, that we don't have to have b'shas chazoros hashas, and as they state in the riff. Comes again the Kolbo and the Shiboli Alekin and says, Ebazoi, the Rif and the Raman both, the Choyer, argue on this Tikkun Rashi, argue on the Toysim Zech Psochim, and they hold that the Ikat Kiyas are the first ones, and the ones that are alive is the second ones. Oh, but the Kolbo has a Gabaldic Kasha on Toysim and Rashi. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is Ashtikul Gemara. But that's the chametz chukton and Rashi mizen moyudik fi Rashi bavon teshayva. Lomulah nashtika gemara in daf lamed dalid amid beis amesechtes Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says abayis under the aleph lomulah nashtika Mishnah. Misha birech, you have it. Misha birech. If someone already davened shemayne esr ve'ach kach nesmana lo shayfa, then after he finished shemayne esr they got a shayfa. So the Mishnah Tekeya Umariyev Tekeya Sholish Pamim. Even though you didn't have the shofar when you had davened Shemoneh Esrei, you first got the shofar after Shemoneh Esrei, you still blow. Zlama learned to them Ashtigal Gemara. Says the Gemara around halfway down to the Gemara. Misha Birech V'ach Akach Nismana Lo Shofar Tekeya Umariyev Tekeya. So the Gemara, Taima, do I have a shofar meikara? The only reason why you're blowing after Shemoneh Esrei is because there was no shofar present. Ha have a shofar meikara, but had they had a shofar, what do you do? Kishom aluhu, I say the bracha shom aluhu. You have the shofar together with the brachas of Malchus, Zichronis, v'shofars. Fine. So the Gemara weiter. Rav Papa Bashmuel, komatzluye. Rav Papa Bashmuel davened Shemoneh Esrei and he davened Bichidus, the Gemara says. Omale Lashami, he said to Lashamish, Ki nahir naloch, when I'll make a sign to you, I'll give a tash, or I'll give a signal. Tekeli, you blow for me while I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, I'll say Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech HaKol Haaretz, finish the bracha of Malchus, I'll give you a signal and you blow a shofar. Omale Rava, Rava told him, what do you mean? Lay Omra l'b'chove here. When do you blow a say the brachas? If there's a tzibur. If there's no tzibur, you don't blow a say the brachas. Tanya Nami Hachi, I bring you a braisa. Kishahu shoyman, shoyman al seyde, val seyde brachas. Vamed v'amun b'chove here. Aber shaloi b'chove here, shoyman al seyde, you hear tashrat, tarat, tarat, aber shaloi al seyde brachas. But not to say the brachas. Say the kol boy, say the kol day gemara. That the only time you have shofar with malchus zechayim v'shofar is that tzibur. A yachid doesn't have it. If the ikar mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, the way Tosfos says, is with malchus zechayim v'shofar, so how can the gemara say you only do that by tzibur? Every yachid has to have the ikar mitzvah. As they affect the Kolboi, and therefore the Kolboi argues on Rashi and says the Iker that a Yochid does is just Kiyah Shofar by itself, because the first one is the Iker Mitzvah. The Chagabaldik Kasha from their Gemara after Tosis and Rashi. Yes, a place in the following Cheshbon is Medachzach Rashi and for them Shaila. And I found afterwards a Sfasem as the Smedaik from Rashi and the Goyin and Shulchan Aruch also. Lomalai Nashtika Rashi. Says Rashi, Ella B'chobo here. Again, the Gemara says that the only time you blow I'll say the brachas is only if you have a tzibur. A yachid not. Says Rashi, Diba Hamaskal Ella Bechavaye. Says Rashi, Chaburas Tzibur. Avil Yochid, so what would we say? Avil Yochid, he has Tchia Shoifa whenever he wants. Says Rashi, no. Avil Yochid, Mevorech Es Kuloi, Vaachakach Tekeya Tesha Tchias. Fet the Kolbe, what do you mean? A Yochid that doesn't have the brachas, I say the brachas, he blows as soon as they finish the chakras. These are Magdim and Lemitzus. What's his waiting for after Machas the Chayz Shoyfus? So the Sfasem Shteto Azoy. The Iker Mitzvah of Tkiya Shoyfa, according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, is together with Malchias, Zechonis, Veshoyfus. Hey, Bazoy, if you're going to blow Shoyfa, and then you're going to say Shemoneh Esrei, your Shoyfa won't connect with Malchias, Zechonis, Veshoyfus. What do you do? He didn't allow us in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to blow. So what does the Yochid do? He davens Malchias Zechonis V'Shoifes, he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, and then at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he blows Shoifa for the Shemoneh Esrei he just finished. Shoifa, what does the Gemara say? Imu lefonai Malchias Zechonis V'Shoifes, kidei shetala Zechonechem, that it should go up. How? Shoifa. Shoifa is Maila Zechon Malchias Zechonis V'Shoifes. So therefore, after you finish all three, you have Shoifa. The only chibur that tziba na yochid is not that a yochid doesn't need to have the shoifa say the brachas. A yochid and a tziba both have to have shoifa with malchus. That's the kedin deraisa. Versteitzach, we don't have, you can't daven shmoneh esrei. You have shoifa without it. How does that work? We'll have to see. But I'll go upon in the shoifa only with make the din with malchus and shoifas. The Gemara says a yochid doesn't have it. About a yochid has it. How does he have it? Because he blew after he finished Shemoneh Esrei. The chilut of Shnei Yochid and Atzibo is Noch the Brach of Malchias Blossman. The Mil Shemoneh Esrei. Noch Zechoinis Blossman, the Mil Shemoneh Esrei. And Noch Shoifus, he blew in the Mil Shemoneh Esrei. That they said only Atzibo does, but not the Yochid. But the Yochid also has to have Shoifa on the Brachas. How does he have it? Then says Rashi, you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you have the Shoifa. So, Mom Klaw, Machoikas, Rishonim, Divrei Rashi, and Tosfos, Fa'enfet, Menzei, Shtak, with Rashi, Alein, Bevon, Teshaila, when the Gemara said Yochid doesn't have it, doesn't mean Yochid doesn't have it, Shemoneh Esrei. He has it with Shemoneh Esrei, but not during Shemoneh Esrei, he has it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Chazanish, Ezocht, Efashtenish, Demshtiko Tosfos. Tosfos comes and says, we know that we blow Shoifa twice. The first one is not the Iker. The second one doesn't the Iker. And when do we make a bracha? By the first one. Bazoi, the Zel Bazach, below Aseda. Someone has Karpas only Mora. So he also makes a bracha on the first one, even though he's not a kind of mitzvah. And the second one, the bracha first helps. Fetichazanish, Hadimian Eino Doima. Say Fetichazanish. The Dimian is not Doima. You know why? Because did the Chacham tell us to blow Shoifa twice?
No.
Yes. The Chacham tell us to blow Shoifa twice? Yes. So the first Shoifa. Good. That's not what the Torah said, because the Torah said Shoifa together with Malchus and the Shoifas. But the Chacham said blow another time. Blow twice. So now, when you're blowing the first time, is there any mitzvah involved? Yeah? So maybe you can make a bracha. It's not the Iker, but it's something. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah drabon, a mitzvah shmoyde v'chachamim. When it comes to karpas, the chachamim say karpas is not a mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on it. Right? We make a bari piyadoma. The mitzvah is mora. Karpas, yishlo atinoikas. Now, this guy's stuck. He doesn't have any radish. Doesn't have any potatoes. So he takes a shtickle horseradish. This now becomes a mitzvah? How can you say on this? Asher k'dishonim soysim sivano alachir es mora. Vos atzu shalos tkiya shoifa. Tkiya shoifa, avada, I can say asher k'dishonim soysim sivano l'shmoye kol shoifa. Because here the chachomim came and said, blow shoifa. As if it's a chazanish. It's taka pelo de gazak. Vos it pshan to Yisus. V'dal mori de kishtikol shiboli haleket. Amol and Asher Pesach, God, we learned together shiboli haleket. Abadoa and the mitzvah and shoifa, otis anayi toichan. Shibal Leket, we have Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll go through the Shibal Leket, how he brings the Shitas, what's the Iker, what's the Tafel of a Devaila. His Maskana is like Rashi. The Iker Avada is the ones of Mu'umid, and Mele he owes a Chazar Sashat. It's not enough, like the Rif says, just one time Tashrat, one time Tarat. You have to have, like we do, by each of the ones, Tashrat, Tarat, Tashrat. Zachter, the Iker is the Mu'umid. So why Taka that we make a bracha the first time? Chaya, they should have had some hechatimsa that the Iker mitzvah is when you make the bracha. Why Saif Kosaif did they make it that we're blowing the shofar and we're having the bracha not by the Iker mitzvah? It says the Shibol Aleket side bays around halfway down. I'm not sure if there's an arrow came out or didn't come out. The Alta Tama, you have that? Ba'al Tetama, yeah? Ba'al Tetama, Amasha Mevorchin, Atkias Harishoinos, the Meyushev Sheinike. After the whole Arichas in the first column, he said that the Iker Avada is the Mu'umid, and that's where we have to blow the Shofar, which we yoitz all the Sveikas. Ba'al Tetama, Amasha Mevorchin, Atkias Harishoinos, the Meyushev Sheinike Iker. We don't need a new bracha, because we already said the bracha once. Umatzino ki yoytze bezeh, shtotze desh toises, meperek avi psochim. Hiviyu lefon of metabo b'chayroises, pshita eicha dika trey mini yerek, mevorek pereisha b'ay priyadom mevorek. Vichimoti lecha mora, mevorek lecha mora. Which is the mitzvah of Mora? The second time. Tiba Rishain Eina Elu Tinoka Sheyishalu. Vafilo Hachi Hecha Deleka Min Acher Elamara Luchudei Mevorchen Lecha Mar Betiba Rishain Vole Mevorchen Betiba Sheyni Vatam Delacha Shani Le Kresi Mena. Since we did the Maisa already, Yavsi B'Yavorech. What does that mean? So the Tiba Rishain Letzoyech Tiba Sheyni Hu Lekeira De Tinokas. The chol choyves halayla lemitzes hagodahu kedamine b'avuzer lo yamati al b'shoshi ishmatza umor nachon lefanecha. Taisve is not the pesach the Chazon Ish said mamish farfetched meiser. You know what the pshat is? The karpas is for the mor, because all the mitzes halayla has a campus. And the campus of the mitzvah is Sipriyatziz Messiah. Why are you eating matzah below Pesach? Because matzah brings out Yigadat HaLevincha. Why are you eating Mora? Because Mora brings out Yigadat HaLevincha. That's the Taich Bavuzeh. Lo Yomati El B'Shor Sheish Matzah Mordechah means that the matzah and the Mora are chelik of mitzvahs Sipriyatziz Messiah. Now, if that's the case, when you take your radish after Kiddush, and the purpose is Kadesh Yisrael Atinokas, comes out that the radish is part of the mitzvah of Sipur. And Mora Minatoya is for Sipur. So the Karpas becomes a chelik of mitzvah's Mora. Novot, you can't make a Mora al Achilas Mora because it's a radish. Oh, but you take an endive. You take horseradish. You take a shtick of lettuce. Because this radish, this horseradish is mitzurif to the mora. Because even when you take a radish, it's mitzurif. Why? Because it's for the tachlis of that mitzvah. Zotah, hochanami. Tkiyas de mu'umid al seyde brochus heima ike. Avad the ike shoifa is the ones of mu'umid. Why? Why? Because shoifa is the korin. Zichra and Shua. And the Malchias and Zichronis of Shoifers are Messiahia in the Zichron Shua. Now, Zichron Shua means the Abish is Zoichel Atoiv. Yet, Kumta Sotten, Chmon Sotten, Evil Makatik. What happens? Chmon Sotten, we can lose that Zichron Shua. because suddenly we're mekatrik. What do? We both shayfa to help out the zikr and shua. So the shayfa that we have in the beginning is also mitzurif for the ikr shayfa. Because the misayaya to zayna zikr and shua, that's the sushal from karpas to tkiyas de meyushev. Hachanamit tkiyas de meumid al seyda habrachas heim ikr. U tkiyas de meyushev heim laavis asotin. Mekivan shebirchat kiyas harishon zeh yachzi baruchat kiyas utkiyas de miyoshev. You can underline this. I didn't underline. You could. Utkiyas de miyoshev letzoyechat kiyas shasei de brochasein shema'ale v'sasoten shoyuchal lekatrig ulaakev v'satvila. The mele. That's why it can make a brocha. Avada the pshat is when we have an ikar and a tuffel. Really, the ikar brocha should have said later. By the Ikka Mitzvah. You know why he's saying it early? Because the first Shaifa becomes Mitzvah with the second Shaifa. Because the second Shaifa's Tachas is Zikarin. You want to take away Ikuvim to remain with the Zikarin. That's the Tkiyas the Miyushim. The Zalbazach is the Karpas to enhance the Achilus Mora to be more Asipa Yitzir's Mitzayim. Memeli can make the Bracha on the first one because it becomes Mitzvah to the Ikka Shaifa. Be'ez Hashem next week with Mimam Shal Be'ez Hashem.
It's good
to have a new
I don't remember ever seeing why.
Oh, we'll speak about it next week. Very good. Okay. The Ikechiv is like an Akasan. You don't have a Chiv.